Good afternoon, Radio Lab.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Niels. I'm calling from Norway.
Hi.
Actually, I'm in the Philippines right now with my IP telephone, and I'm here about 8 months a year in the Philippines. I'm on an island here, and I'm using internet now to call you. So
yes.
I'm looking for what you call on your website, point-to-point wireless bridge radio solution.
Okay.
I think the price is about $394 USD for that. There seems to be two routers and two sort of antenna and a 20-foot cable.
Okay.
I was just wondering if it's possible to have that sent either to Norway or preferably directly to the Philippines if I pay that in advance, or if it can be used here, because we only have a speed of three megabytes, but as you can hear, it's good enough to make phone calls with my IP, VoIP telephone.
Okay. Yes, we can ship to Norway or the Philippines.
Yeah.
To do that, we would have to get payment either by wire transfer or PayPal.
Yeah, we have Visa card, and we can pay one of those solutions you just told me. My son has experience in making such payments, so he will be the one to pay it, his company. And then, do you think, my son, he told me, he's 23, I'm much older, of course, and then he told me that I have to make sure you can use it for my router. Is there any specific kinds of routers or something I have, not router, but system that I have to have, or can I just have a 3 megabyte any type, and then 3 megabyte speed, and then it will fit all kind of equipment, or how is it?
The equipment we have should be compatible with any equipment that you already have.
Oh yeah.
As far as Wi-Fi goes.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your point-to-point situation. How far would the link be?
1 mile.
And 1 mile?
Yeah.
And do you have clear line of sight?
Do I have?
Like, what's in between the 2 points?
There might be some palm trees, but it's very flat here on this island, so there are some trees on
it. A couple of palm trees?
Yeah, I think so. That might just be all, I think.
Okay. Okay. Are you on our website right now?
Yeah.
Okay. There's actually a different bridge kit that I'd like you to look at.
Okay, I see, huh?
What you're looking for is the Bullet Compact 802.11n wireless bridging system.
What is the price of that one?
It's $379.95.
Okay. So familiar with all this, but your website is called radiolabs.com?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm on the home here, not the home page, I'm sure. Yeah. And then I will just click wireless or radio.
Yep. Click wireless.
Yeah.
And then click, that brings up a group of subtabs.
Yeah.
Click the networking subtab.
Okay, that's the first one, Wi-Fi networking?
No. If you look right below, like just, you know, maybe a centimeter below where you clicked wireless, you should see a group of subheadings there, and one of them is networking. Click that one.
Yeah, I see that one, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Then on this page somewhere, you'll see it says Bullet Compact 802.11n. wireless bridging system.
In blue letters, you must say, yeah. No. The price is there, so I can find it by just looking at the price.
You should be able to find it by looking at the price, $379.95.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's one of the top ones. It's $149, $124, $129, and going down here, $499. And 149 is going down, 84, 129, how many, 94, 379, yes, 379.95, yeah, Bullet Compact?
Yes.
Yeah, That's the one you recommend. That's the newest kind of equipment, or what?
Yes, it's the newest, most rugged kind of equipment. It deals with the moisture and everything the best.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's what's known as power over Ethernet.
Yeah.
Which means that you can screw the radio device directly on the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And eliminate any cable loss that you might use in one of the other systems.
Yeah, my son was specifically interested in the loss of speed and the fact that I only have 3 megabyte speed here. He says he has 20 megabyte in Norway because Norway has a lot of internet, fast internet.
Yeah.
And then I don't know about whether that might be a problem. Will I lose 50% of the speed signal at the other house or?
No, you should retain most of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you talk about most of it, do you mean 80%? Or so if I have 3 megabytes, I might just have 2.5 or something like that?
Yeah, you might just have 2.5, 2.75. You might lose a little bit, but not much.
I see. So that sounds very interesting. And then I was saying to you that there are no objects in the way here, but I don't know, I'm not quite sure. There might be some low houses there, but some bamboo houses and such. But no more than a couple,
okay.
No more than a couple. And there are trees, you know, the palm trees. This is a tropical mm-hmm. island. So there are palm trees. Yeah, there are lots of palm trees.
But the palm trees really shouldn't be too big of a problem. And if you can get above most of the roof levels for the houses.
Yeah, what's the best height to put the antenna? As high as possible or what? Or
yes, probably between the... above the tops of the houses, but below the tops of the leafy part of the palm trees.
Below the tops of the palm trees, yeah?
Yeah.
Kind
of a sweet spot in there.
So are you actually saying that it's better to have it below the palm trees?
Well, if you can get it like all the way above all of the palm trees,
yeah.
then that's the best.
Yeah, but then you need a palm tree here is about rather high, I guess 15 meters or 20 meters.
Yeah, you're very, very tall. That's why I said above, if you can get above the top of the houses,
mm-hmm.
then it should be fine.
Yeah, and we are actually 30 Norwegians here, and there are many other foreigners on this island here. And I know that about 5 of the Norwegians have this equipment I have, and the other 25, they would like to receive internet, so we'll cooperate, and maybe buy more than one set, you know, so there might be some discount for that after a while.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. So, but anyway, as long as it works, I think that's the main thing for us. We're prepared to pay this money, and if we will run no risk. You've been running this company or doing this business for a long while, huh?
Yes, since I believe 2002.
Oh yeah, that's nice. And so, you're on the west coast of USA, I understand, or?
That is true.
Yeah. Okay, so that's easy. You'll send it, and I don't know how, but there are many ways of sending it worldwide.
It will probably be airmail, parcel post, or it really depends. Once you get all the information entered for where it's shipping to, it'll show you a list of options.
I see, yeah. So may I have your contact number or cell number or because it's easy to talk to you.
Okay. My name is Andy, A-N-D-Y.
Yeah.
And you can just ask for me.
Okay, and there is only this number that I called now, which I found on the website.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's not a direct line to me, but there's not... There's not like an army of people here.
Yeah. So anyway, that's very good. What you're saying is that this will work, and no matter what, because it's compatible with all kinds of routers and
yeah.
And then
it's compatible
modem?
With
modem?
All kinds of different networking equipment.
Yeah. So my modem will be fine. Yeah. Okay. So and this will work, and I will need only 20 meters cable. Should I order more cable? Because if I get a very high, post, I might just put it that high. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a bad idea, because you can run the Category 5 Ethernet cable for about 330 feet.
Yeah.
So about 100 meters.
That depends on how higher pole will be. The pole, does it have to have a certain quality so that it doesn't move in the wind or something? Or if it gets,
Usually just being made out of steel is enough.
Yeah. So there is no problem if it moves a little bit, a couple of inches and all that.
No, not usually. The antennas on these have about a 30-degree beam width.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, the aligning them and their alignment is not something that has to be 100% exact.
I see. So there are no worries that I should be thinking about. There is nothing I should know here because I just need to order this and it's easy to install by a person who's dealing with, for instance, satellite TV dishes. He can install it here.
Yes, you should be able to install it relatively easily. We also help people of all skill levels configure this equipment every day.
Yeah. What time is it now in your place of the world? Because here it's actually 7 in the morning, 7:30 almost. And we have a new day, so you have one day behind us almost. What time is it?
It's 3:25 in the afternoon.
And you work for another 1.5 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I just woke up by accident, so I might just call you. How long is the delivery time for this equipment?
Depending on customs and things like that, it probably would be anywhere from 5 to 7 days.
Mm-hmm. And then you can ship it, and it might just take another week to reach, maybe. So.
We can usually get it processed the next day and get it shipped. Usually to the Philippines, it's probably going to take, 5 to 7 days.
Can I ask you, are there people buying this all the way from Asia, or do you think they might have it in the Philippines? I don't know, they probably don't easily have that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they have this equipment in the Philippines. To be honest with you, I've never been to the Philippines.
How much do you think the postage or the freight might be?
I'm not sure. Maybe $30, probably maybe less.
Okay. That's no problem. So we will, as it's very easy to communicate with you and all that, and your company has been doing business for a long while, I think we will order this. And as you said, once more, because I'm a little bit tired, the 3 megabyte speed is no problem at all because I lose only 10 to 20% speed.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I can use internet in both houses, obviously, and I will have the reduced speed only in the other house away from the transmitter, or what you call it.
You are correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So that's a little bit reduction in the other house. Can I have, if I send signals to 2 different houses, because I have 2 different friends 1 mile away, the other one exactly 2 miles, he's 2 miles away, or 1.5
mm-hmm.
or 2 miles. I can send the signals or transmit to both these houses at the same time, or no?
Are the houses relatively in a line with one another?
No, not exactly, no.
Okay, to do a point-to-multipoint like that,
This is not important to me because we have this. We have 2 other Norwegians with this equipment, and the other one is closer to the that I had in mind. So my second friend, so he's closer to my second friend, so he might just be the one helping him.
if you wanted to do that at a later time, you would need one more. The kit that I recommended to you has 2 backfire antennas and 2 bullet radios.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
To where you had internet at the point of the triangle and at 1 point of the triangle and then not internet at 2 other points of the triangle.
Yeah.
If you needed to do that, you would just do like a bullet on an omnidirectional antenna at the place with the internet. Then you would face these directional antennas with bullets towards it and do a little configuration, but you could do that.
But I might just start with the one at 379. Is there a 50 US extra charge for some extra work that you might have to do before you ship it? Or is that...
We can pre-configure them for you so that they're already bridged. and you should be able to just plug them in.
Yeah, that's 50 US extra?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're talking about no more than 100 added to the 379, for even including the postage and the extra work. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is nothing else I should know, or your email address maybe, Andy, or?
My email address is andy@radiolabs.com.
Okay, so I'm 1 week delivery. I'll just call you, maybe tomorrow I will show this, I actually recorded this conversation in order to show my friends, you know, what we've been talking about. Hope you don't mind that. But
I don't mind.
No, and then my Canadian neighbor here, so he will also listen to this one. And then I'm looking forward to this because you can guarantee that it will be working.
Yes.
Okay. And then, as I said, there are so many other foreigners on this island, on other islands, and it is work. I think it's fine. I also have equipment in another island in the Philippines, 4 hours away here, but that's a totally different kind of equipment. It costs, I'll have to convert that. How did I do that? Let's see, that is about $3,000 US, but that's a big 1.20 meter diameter antenna and some big fat modem. But that stopped working after 3 years, and they're saying it cost 1/3 of that to have repaired. I don't know that, but so that's maybe 400. That's a lot.
That's expensive.
Yeah, so that's another $500 US to have it repaired. So and the speed there is only 2 megabytes. So I think this sounds like a better solution than having that big modem repaired.
Because yeah, it very well might be.
Yes. Okay. How do I find out if there are too many objects in the way? But we're only talking about trees, I think.
I would try maybe Google Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have aerial view.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. I can also give you my location. After I've looked at the Google Earth.
Yes.
And then you might be able to look at the same pictures.
Exactly.
Because I have tried that, and I did see the house here actually. So probably I will. Yeah, I did see the other house also. So there will be a chance maybe that the picture is good enough to even actually see the palm trees, how many there are, and all that. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to that after we check that. So thank you very much for your help so far. And I can call you anytime between 9 and 5?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Andy. Thank you. My name is Niels.
You're welcome.
From Norway or the Philippines. Niels Petersen is my name.
Niels Petersen?
Yeah.
You have a very nice day, Niels.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I look forward to working with you.
Okay, thank you. I too. So have a nice evening. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.